Landholders at 600 sites across Australia are watching like hawks for sign of rabbit death coming as a result of the early March release of the Korean strain of the Khaleesi virus. This is the first new rabbit control agent release in more than 20 years. Both farmers and scientists are watching intently to see what the outcome will be. But this anticipation is not being translated into big numbers of rabbit deaths, in these early stages at least. Many landholders who've hosted the release say they're not seeing dramatic results. David Marshall manages the Australian Food and Agriculture-owned Burrabogie Station near Hay.
I was out muttering for crutching the other day, and I haven't seen any dead rabbits, or there was plenty of rabbits around the warren, so I haven't seen much effect at all.
Is this slow response what scientists expected to see in the field as a result of the release? Dr. Tanya Cox has been leading the research and program management with the New South Wales Department of Primary Industry on the release of the Khaleesi virus. What is she expecting to see as researchers collate the immediate and long-term response from the release of this new strain?
We should see it turning up more often than, say, the Czech strain was released in 1995. And in fact, we don't find that exact strain anymore. We have field variations of that, which are what we now find. Whether it replaces that entirely or not, it's probably unlikely. We'll just see fluctuations of which ones are more dominant at the time. Initially, what we'll see is we'll get records from release sites, dead rabbits, and if that happens, it means that it's most likely established in the population and will continue to work.
There has been considerable anticipation of this latest biological control for rabbits. While rabbit numbers are nowhere near the levels seen in previous decades or centuries, they still represent a serious economic and ecological threat in many areas of the country. David Marshall says rabbit impact continues to be a problem and is a significant financial cost to his operation each year.
Yeah, it's been a problem for years. We sort of spend up to $20,000 a year ripping and baiting rabbits, and yeah, it's always been a problem, especially in the redder country. A lot of rabbit warrens, although with the good season last year, a lot of them been covered in grass, but, they're starting to bear out through summer now, and, there's a lot of warrens around.
So as researchers monitor the efficacy of this release, where is that information being collated? The Rabbit Scan site hosts a map which details sightings and breaks them down into relevant information. The Rabbit Biocontrol Tracker maps Khaleesi and other rabbit controls. Entries are colour-coded, showing monitoring information available across the nation. Dr. Tanya Cox says the information is easy to read.
So the red ones are confirmed dead rabbits from K5. All of the other colours are different, either different strains of RHDV or Mixo. And there's a legend on the side there, so you can see what those things are. And the stars are the release sites. There's a concentration in those areas because there's a concentration of people in those areas. When you're talking about community-led programs, they concentrate where the community is. And so there's not as many people in Central Australia as there are on the coast. So most of our sites are near or close to the coast. While everybody wants an answer straight away, this is actually the waiting game. While people look for dead rabbits, collect all of their samples and then send them in, and then they get assessed, that process can take weeks, just simply due to postage and the time it takes to find dead rabbits. We should start to see over the next month or two more red dots turning up on the map. So I'm not too worried that we don't see a lot, because I know that people are still looking and those samples are trickling in.
That information can be found at feralscan.org.au.